This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, tomorrow morning, Alex Cora on the show with or without me.
I honestly... Oof. Dr. Diana, I need you now. I saw Greg in the hallway. You know what you look like?
Yeah.
Like your appendicitis is about to burst.
I started.
Your appendix is about to burst.
I started great, but I have gone completely downhill, and I fear it could be the onslaught of the noro.
Oof.
You look awful.
What else would do this to me?
Mm-mm. And if it's
did you see Ken? He makes me feel that way.
And if it's the neural, then you're going to be all over the news like that one guy who pooped up and down the plane.
I can't.
Oh,
see, I don't know.
You remember that guy? He had yes. explosive diarrhea.
Oh my god, we got a pooper.
Yeah. Don't talk about it. Like there's
at least
so many...
I'm at the front of the plane, so yeah. I got to worry about that.
Sam, I'm in row 1-2, Greg. Just so you know,
I don't know what to do because if I get you guys sick, then the whole entire week is at risk.
Yeah, well, but how do you
like, we're probably already sick. If
yeah,
you
right.
Can give
how
it.
Do you get
like
us
the,
sick?
Because the noro is raging. Like you're
right.
Aware of the news reports,
right? But we're already around you.
See, like somebody X Flash 84 says, get out now before you get everybody else sick.
But with it, even
I could. I mean,
even if you fly and we keep our distance from you, we're still going to be around you tomorrow on the show. And that will be around you Wednesday.
I have a mask question before we get right back to this.
Yes.
Is it a douche move to order anywhere with your mask on? Because I feel like you can't hear it adequately.
Yes.
The guy in front
yes.
of me at the Chili's to go at the airport had like three masks.
Yeah.
And the poor gentleman working the kiosk was like, I'm
right.
sorry,
right.
what? Wait.
Yeah.
Greg, you look like you might poop
right.
your pants.
And is Noro, is that like...
Curtis, I would prefer that. Like, if that's what's going to happen, well, I would prefer it comes that way.
Oh, you feel like you're going to do the other?
Yeah, but then you're going to be so uncomfortable. Yeah. If you get the water mouth, you better start heading to the exits.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling nauseous just
looking
at you.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah.
It doesn't bother you?
No, not like when somebody else is kind of like Erlen, I'm not. It's not really a big issue. See, I'm more concerned that you're not going to, because the flight's what, 3 hours?
3.5 hours.
Ooh.
And it's been pretty turbulent. So you're bumping up and down. That'll get things moving.
You're going to be stuck on the, you're going to get people close to, because is it contagious through like,
I mean,
you know, breath particles?
Oh, definitely. If he has the noro, we're all sick.
All right. But remember, didn't
well,
Courtney have it?
Why, you think you would get it just from being in here?
I mean, yeah.
But
I mean,
then you have the noro and Shine didn't get it.
Well, that's because I have high class noro. Mine is only to the privilege.
Only for silver spoons.
Right. Mm.
Don't make me laugh.
You got to be born on third base to
Should
get
I
sick.
Sip like water or not sip a water?
I don't know.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah. If you got the water mouth, maybe don't do water. Maybe do like a Diet Coke or
what about
a
ginger
spray.
Ale?
Yeah,
that helps.
Ginger ale, something with some carbonation.
Do you
in.
Have a food that you had once and you got sick and you've never had it again?
No.
See, we can't even talk. I can't hear you talk about that.
Like, okay. So what do you guys think about the hot corner?
It's
going to be interesting to see what Cora says. But then you got to be careful. You don't want to get Cora sick.
If you could, right?
Now you're going to get Cora sick.
What if I brought the Noro down to the entire clubhouse?
Oh, man.
It's like Rudy Gobert and COVID.
And then everybody down there is going to have it. They're going to have to really postpone or delay games because the whole clubhouse will be explosive diarrhea.
617-779-7937. By the way, my favorite Wiggy word in the Boston accent is diarrhea. Mm. I just love that one. Yeah. Call us in with any ways that we can get ahead of this. Any ideas? How do you do it? Ginseng, ginseng?
Orange slices or something?
Oh, I mean, I had half of my blackberries.
Okay, Greg. That might not work.
That's probably not helping.
Right. And you're leaning, like, are you getting that pain in the stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting the contractions right now.
You look like you're about to regurgitate.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You look awful. I love you, Greg, you're literally at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Do I not look good on Twitch?
No.
Right now,
do I look like I'm about to have a baby?
Yes.
Right now, your mugshot looks far healthier than you do.
I've never seen Greg have to put his head in his hand.
Yeah. That's the contractions. Have you ever had that where it's like, he's doing his best to clench his cheeks.
Yeah, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's the worst. The worst is when you feel it.
Yeah.
When I had Noro, I have never been that sick in my life. Like, I was sweating through sheets. Oh, it was the worst.
What I would do is I would not get in the car afterwards. I would wait until you utilize the bathroom here.
Right.
And then let
then it gets everybody sick around here.
Right, like, but you might not make it home.
I would request a one-on-one meeting with Ken in a small room.
If you're having your contractions, you might not make it home.
Yeah.
I can already tell the ways you're moving directionally. You're trying to keep that, like, bubble guts feeling.
Oh, my God. Go to line.
No, that's somebody being a jerk. Hello, Corey?
Hey.
What's up, Corey?
How are you?
What's going on? All right, Curtis really wanted your call, but you can't speak. This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, guys. I'm just calling because everybody knows you, Greg, and you're putting out on the airs that you're sick. And, you know, my wife's a flight attendant for JetBlue, and I'm worried that if you get on that plane, everybody's going to kind of be pointing the gun at you saying, you got us all sick. You're making the whole plane sick, and they're going to be crucifying you.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea, but maybe it'll go away.
It might.
Maybe it'll go away.
If you can, you know, I guess it's going to really, determine how you feel after you use the restroom.
How long was it? 6 years together? I have never seen you like this.
I really don't get like I guess I got the Noro. Did I have the Noro last season?
Yeah, you and I had it in the same week.
Okay, was that last year or was that the year
last
before?
It was actually this time last year.
You had it. How long were you down for?
2 days.
Mm.
But it was like the most, I'd rather a week.
No, I had the regular flu last year, like the influenza one. Remember that?
Yeah.
That they gave me the Theraflu.
Yeah, I had
you had the Noro. Shyam, did you have the Noro?
No, I have not had the Noro.
Didn't you and Courtney both had Noro?
I mean, it was the sickest I've ever been.
And you were down 2 days.
Yeah, but it was like 2 days, like I literally didn't do anything.
Right, because you didn't even come in for 2 days. The fact that Greg got to get on an airplane.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's sitting next to you is Griff. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's got to be rough.
That's got
to be. Texter is correct. Curtis has the worst bedside manner ever. Yeah, he's not helping the situation.
Yeah, Greg, if one of us looked like this, you would be doing this times 10. Yeah. Turnabout is fair play, as you said earlier.
Yes, true.
Oh, we got the guy with bad news for you.
The guy's back again.
Okay, Corey, let's get to it right now.
Corey, what's up?
Hey, I went through the same thing that you were going through, and it started off with back pain.
Yeah.
And it happened in the bubble guts, and then it ended up I had colon cancer.
Oh, my God. All right, thank you. Thank you. I have a doctor for that.
That escalated quick. That went from 0 to 100 real quick. You went from norovirus to colon cancer.
Oh, my Lord.
You did have the back pain last week.
Yeah, I did have the back pain. Mm. I haven't had the eye thing in a while, though. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it isn't.
I had the ear thing last year. Right.
Maybe it's not neuro. Maybe it's just...
old age.
No, maybe...
Maybe it's constipation?
No, maybe you just ate something that's not agreeing with your stomach.
Yeah.
Well, then it would be...
Vegetables?
But that would... You're talking about food poisoning?
Yeah, something like that.
That happens really quickly, though. Like, when I had the food poisoning from the bad cream cheese,
mm-hmm.
It was like 5 hours.
Right, but sometimes...
Or 3 hours afterwards.
Sometimes the superfood poisoning happens like 24 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, could be that.
Have you ever heard of activated charcoal?
What's that?
It's, I guess, a way to get ahead of this stuff. It coats your stomach.
I was going to say, does he pack himself up with charcoal?
Charcoal briquettes?
Would you rather have NyQuil chicken?
What do I, like, order Kingsford?
No, there's all these different things on Amazon.
I think you put it in a blender with water and you take it in the liquid form.
I don't know. Oof. Don't say I didn't do anything help.
I appreciate the advice.
Yeah.
You got a real decision to make because the flight's at...
I know. 3 o'clock
You already
flight.
Checked into that work? Did you
get
that?
I checked in. Appreciate that.
All right. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Greg. How you feeling?
I mean, I started off great. It's just getting progressively worse.
And 603 says this might be syphilis.
Okay. All right, listen. This is either going to make you throw up all over Curtis or it's going to work.
Uh-oh.
My wife has now been so holistic... But what she does is she puts an onion in honey and lets it ferment for like 24 hours, takes a sip of that the next morning, and she's much better.
Wow.
No, dude.
Curtis, I'm with you. I have to run in the other room.
Yeah. Onion and honey.
Boy.
Ferment. I like honey and I like onions.
Not together.
No, that could be pretty good.
Oh, wigs. That sounds abysmal.
Red onions are
no,
too
not
aggressive.
Sauteed, just a raw onion.
I know that, but I'm
onion.
Just saying, if you take the two and you actually made a meal
that's
out of
not
it.
Bad. Oh, definitely. I love a little honey
I'm trying
chicken.
To help Greg out here. Maybe that would help him out. He could eat it that type of form.
Can we bring in some baklava?
Mm.
I love baklava.
Yeah, you don't look good, bro.
Food poisoning takes 14 to 16 hours to present itself. That's
okay. That's about in this window.
Yeah?
I don't know about that.
Did you eat all the fries?
What other symptoms?
No fries. I got a side salad with a grilled chicken sandwich.
Of course you did.
What other symptoms come with the norovirus that would let you know it's noro and not food poison? What did you have? You just had pain in your gut?
It was like almost within hours. I had pain in my stomach and then it was coming out both ends.
Did you have the water mouth and feeling nausea?
Awful. Nauseous, water mouth.
I don't know.
And it was just, and it was all, that like bubble. And then I kept getting sick, but I had nothing left.
And it was all
just,
diarrhea form?
Both. No, both ends.
Oh, both ends.
Both ends.
Throwing up, hurling it up, and pooping it out.
Oof.
Big day.
Oof.
Very exciting. I think I was listening to Jones and Mago.
Right. You might have to stay away from Bregman, too. Do we got Bregman on?
I don't know. Ken's. We've asked for 15 people. He's confirmed one. So we'll see how this goes.
Oof. And the one is Core.
Right. First day.
All right.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to do the interview with a mask on.
But I will say this, for older care, Florida is the place for you.
Like, that's true.
They do have an entire apparatus for people like you.
They do call it God's waiting room, Curtis.
It sure is. It's.
But if he's sitting like this.
I know. You can't
for 30
fly.
Minutes, can you imagine what he's going to be like sitting in a seat for three and a half hours?
Though. Like, I could get home.
All right.
And I have. Like, it could just be a...
Well, then you...
If it's a constipation thing, then it'll clear right up, and I don't have the Noro.
Okay, God.
Right, if it...
I feel nauseous.
You'll know based on what type of bowel movement you have.
Oh, hold on. Dr. Diana's called the show.
All right. All right, here we go. Let's get some good answers here.
Dr. Diana.
Hello, hello.
First of all, these guys, can you explain to these people who listen that you and I have no deal. I am an official patient of yours.
Curtis, pro bono.
Curtis thinks I mention you so that I get a freebie.
Official, registered, all the things.
Oh, okay. Wow.
How would I know if I have the Noro?
Effortless diarrhea.
Mm.
That's not
vomiting.
Okay.
I've never heard it described that way.
That's effortless. A pretty good way to describe it.
Right.
I love you, doctor.
Effortless meaning like you have no control over
correct.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
If Jackson had a band, I would call it effortless diarrhea.
Great. Okay, wait a minute. Say it again. Effortless diarrhea.
You would have effortless diarrhea. You would have, you know, nausea, vomiting, you know, a little bit of the bubble guts.
Okay.
Bloating, that sort of thing. Fever. Mm.
What if I am just like I started this morning? I started this morning feeling good, and I've been having I've been having that feeling lately in my stomach that I feel like I'm gonna something's gonna happen, but it's kind of more of a pain than it is necessarily an illness feeling.
Do you don't feel sicky?
Feel what?
Just a little pain.
Sicky.
You don't feel like sick all over, sicky? Like
I don't really feel sicky. Tired. Is that an official medical
sometimes.
Term,
yeah.
Sicky?
Dr.
Yeah.
Diana, does he ask
yeah,
you
to know,
talk
like
that?
Use it for four-year-olds.
Like tired, you know, feeling tired, feeling worn out. That's what looks like.
Dr. Diana, that's kind of his baseline, his low energy with the sort of perturbed look on his face.
It looks, sounds like it's going to more of a food poisoning thing.
Should he fly, Doc?
Are you having diarrhea?
He hasn't done anything
well,
yet.
Yeah, I was able to do. It wasn't effortless, though. It was not effortless.
Oh, you're constipated.
Well, at Greg's age, everything's got effort.
Yeah. I think you're good to fly, Greg.
Wow.
You do?
Ooh, all right.
Give it a green light.
You know what, though? You know what might be best? You might want to swap out the first class ticket with Wiggy.
I think that won't happen. Yeah, that won't happen. I'm sorry to say, Dr.
So that
you're
more comfortable.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Wiggy suffers from effortless diarrhea of the mouth.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard that on the show or not.
I don't even have to say anything. It just happens. It just comes out, Dr. Diane.
I don't know. The Noro's everywhere, though. Right, Doc?
All right.
Not so bad in our practice, actually. It's been okay.
Oh, really?
Well, Dr. Diane, what about this? Yeah. We just got this from Rob Ninkovich. Said it could be diverticulitis.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't you let him go?
Is it upper left belly?
No. Okay. I've already covered that.
No. Diverticulitis is usually lower left belly.
Right. Lower left.
How long would you say Greg has left after giving him a full physical?
He's good. He's good. Yeah. All 6 foot of him.
Right.
Yeah. 6 feet.
Six feet tall?
No way, 6 feet.
Yeah, they were disputing that. Wiggy and Curtis were disputing that when you measured me, I was 6 feet tall.
I can mail you guys a little tape measure.
Well, then I'm 6'1".
I'm coming in, and I want you to measure me at 6'8".
All right.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks for calling,
Thanks,
Doc.
All
right.
Nichols, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Nichols said we can fly him out. He can fill in.
Oh, he can fill in?
Yeah, if you're really feeling it.
Man's never met a free trip he doesn't like.
Yeah. But if it's constipation, then that's got to take...
I don't know if it is, though, or not.
You said you went to the bathroom.
I did earlier, but like, don't you go to the bathroom every morning?
Did you have success?
Yeah, it was...
Sort of, but it wasn't...
But when you...
Oh, God!
Was it an easy movement?
No.
See, then it sounds like constipation where you really... That would.
So he needs more fiber.
Yeah, but that's...
Get in the prune juice.
Curtis, you would take from having...
Yes.
Noro. That would take Noro off the table.
Yeah. If you had to try, believe me, you were trying to stop it.
Right.
And it
she
wasn't.
Said effortless.
Effortless.
Yeah, so if it wasn't effortless.
Okay. So part of the deal was one call-in? Is that it as well?
No. You can call Dr. Diana whenever you want. Okay. That's
no,
a great thing
I
about
meant
it.
To the radio show, you nincompoop.
Oh.
At least she speaks our language.
Yeah.
Sickiness.
She's a huge listener.
I knew exactly
she's
what that meant.
She listened during the AAF days and listens now.
She explained
Dr. Diana.
She explained it to me like I was an 8-year-old.
Yeah, she did. All right. I'm going to make it till 10. I think I could do that. And when we come back, we will see what we have for Hill Notes.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.